We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know if the news media has caught on to this completely yet, but I think when they do, it's going to make the news in a big way.
Okay.
But some of the privacy specialists with cell phones and social media apps have discovered something that Facebook is starting to do.
Okay.
And may have been doing all along. Because iOS 13, which is coming out later this week, or I think has been released this week or last week, but it has a new feature in it that it warns you whenever apps are using Bluetooth or Wi-Fi without your knowledge. Now, it already will tell you sometimes, oh, so-and-so has been using this in the background. Are you cool with it? But iOS 13 will tell you right away. It'll say something like, Facebook would like to use Bluetooth. This will allow Facebook to find and connect to Bluetooth accessories. This app may also use Bluetooth to know when you're nearby. And you can choose to whether it let it allow that or not.
I hate that when they ask deny or allow, because I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
So I got to call Tom up and like, do I deny or allow this?
Right.
Yeah, it's all the time now.
Well, now that they've been catching Facebook's app trying to use Bluetooth to track nearby users, they asked, why might Facebook want to do this? Matching Bluetooth and Wi-Fi IDs that share physical location will allow them to basically figure out who your friend's with and what kind of relationships you have with other people.
Get out.
So, like, it tags the Bluetooth of the guy next to you, and it's like, oh, that they're next to this guy a lot. This might be their boyfriend or husband. And then it might tag the person that's during next to you during 9 to 5. They're like, well, that's probably a coworker. And they're able to put together your network of family and friends by tagging all these different devices that you're near, unless you turn this off. Now, what's really bad is Facebook has been in trouble for privacy violations.
Right.
And it looks like Zuckerberg has learned nothing from this, because he's still sneaking around doing this stuff and not telling people. He's not saying, hey, we're going to start doing this. You can opt in or out. He just does it. And later you find out about it and then you opt in or out. And it's almost like Zuckerberg was some college kid who just stole an idea from somebody made this huge company that he doesn't know what to do with, but he's still running it even though it's outgrown him.
I've seen a movie, something similar to that.
Yeah. But he's still trying to push the limits every time you turn around. He's pushing.
Do you think it's him, or do you think it's these companies that are paying him another buttload of money to say, let us spy on your Facebook users?
Well, that's still him.
Well, yeah, he's allowing it, but
he's choosing to do it. But I think it's him. I think that Facebook goes, hey, if we provide this information, we'll make millions or billions. So let's go ahead and we can do this and we can do that.
But if companies are looking for a different way to market to somebody and they go to Zuckerberg and say, hey, have you ever thought about this? And let's track people this way, then Zuckerberg. I mean, he's got to be getting some of these ideas from elsewhere.
Well, not really. I mean, Facebook's a big company with a lot of smart people in there. They can come up with this on their own.
It's our fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we willingly gave away most of this.
Yeah, we said, okay, I want you to know about my life. And then and there's a lot of stuff that you don't want to share. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
but he's wanting to share that now.
And it's already out there, as Tom said, but you can opt out after they get half the information that they need from you.
So when you don't know about it at
first. When are people going to start saying, I don't want to play this game anymore? Well, I'm going to, you know, close
down
my account.
Where else are we going to show our pictures to everyone?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, you're right.
Yeah. Well, where else am I going to let you know what I had for dinner last night?
Yeah. We're addicted now.
Instagram.
We can't stop.
I mean, I could get pictures developed and bring them to your house and say, that was my dinner last night.
That's expensive.
You know, though, with Instagram, too, they're going to, you know, allow the same thing will happen.
Hawk, you do know about Instagram, right? Facebook bought them.
Yeah. No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, they're the same company now.
Wow, okay.
Twitter, you got to look at that too. I mean, who's tracking who?
Okay, I'm going back to MySpace, y'all. Nobody's tracking that.
Now,
not
you're
even
safe
my
there.
Friends.
You're safe.
My friends are not even tracking.
But it is scary. And, you know, I've been fighting this technology, and I finally got my first smart TV, and I'm actually looking at a smartphone, smartwatch, I mean. But I got in the car this morning and my phone beeped and I'm thinking, oh, somebody's sending a text. No, it was going, hey, you're on the way to work. Let us show you the shortest route.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the work address. I'm like, I didn't set that as my work address. How did they know?
Or how about when you're shopping or you're in, like, you go visit the place or restaurant, like, hey, how do you want to rate your experience at Cracker Barrel?
I don't do any of
that. I'm like, how did they know I was there?
I know,
right?
Yeah.
I'll be in Walgreens and I'll ding, and be, hey, here's some special savings in Walgreens. I like that one.
I will say this, though. I did give them 4 stars at Cracker Barrel.
Four?
Only four?
Why not? That's the best you can get at Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
The waitresses. Wow. You know they have the 4 stars.
You
on
can
the,
still get 5 stars. You hurt them on Yelp.
Well, I thought 4 was all I could do at Cracker Barrel.
Well,
that's
well.
All they have on.
Some
their
people
aprons.
Aren't going to figure this out as fast as others. But I don't know what to tell you about this. I'm sure it's going to be big in the news pretty soon. They'll tell you how to turn this off. I'm sure you can go in your settings and turn it off if you want to. I'm just participating. I volunteer everything.
Yeah,
if they can make money off of my life, they are doing good.
Tom, you share too much TMI all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes we have to try to turn you off.
Yeah, Facebook's already opted you out. You're good.
They're I know Mark Zuckerberg called the other day and asked us to quit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.